And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon. We're going to be talking fluorocarbon, big tuna, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some High Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's going to be a good day. Like you said, not only are we talking big tuna, we're talking techniques, the man.
Everything.
Today, yeah, this is going to be a fun
show.
All
the stuff with Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon. Morning, Dale.
Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, a little bit of fluorocarbon from Seaguar being used on the boats right now.
Yeah, this is a great time of year to be in the fluorocarbon business.
Yeah, it is. And so many exciting things that are happening on the water right now. And Seaguar Fluorocarbon has been on the forefront of absolute necessary piece of tackle that you got to have.
Yeah, from day one, you know, we invented fluorocarbon. I think it's getting closer to 50 years.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Invented fluorocarbon.
So,
wow.
And, we had some great news. Well, you know, just got back from the ICAST trade show in Orlando.
Yep.
And we're kicking it up a notch for I guess it would consider next year, 2019. So
wow.
Got a new product for our saltwater anglers to go out there and try.
Sweet. Yeah, and that is the Nomad Lures, right?
Well, the Nomad Lures, but I'm talking about the gold label.
Oh, the gold label.
Seaguar, yeah.
The new Seaguar.
So
Seaguar's introduced a new fluorocarbon here at the trade show that'll be available at the end of this year, so probably around December.
Okay.
And it is available in 15 through 40, so five sizes, and it's a new super fluorocarbon. It is the next generation above like Fluor Premier.
Double structure,
just like Fluor Premier and Blue Label. It's a little harder than Premier, so Premier's still a little softer, but this has got abrasion resistant like Blue Label.
No kidding.
Tiny. And it's going to
thinner than Premier.
Thinner than Premier. So,
but
wow.
Abrasion resistance.
But
like
abrasion
Blue Label.
Resistance, oh, like yeah. Blue Label.
That's
so
huge.
Yeah. So, and it's in the, you know, the most popular sizes of, you know, that we fish, which is 15 through 40. And I might even have a spool that I'm going to be fishing on my trip coming up.
Now. Yeah, you're going on the Red Rooster with Captain Andy.
Yeah,
right?
I got a five day on the Rooster this week.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so yeah, we're very excited about it. I think there's always that part of fishing out here, and you guys know we've been talking about it like all summer about these bluefin that just don't bite, you know. So I guarantee everybody that I was talking to about at the trade show, like, could we sell it now?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I
yeah.
guarantee.
Right this
go
second.
Big.
Yeah, so I think it'll work incredibly well in those really tough finesse bites that we get out here.
That's exciting.
So this is Seaguar Gold Label.
Gold Label, yeah. Yeah, so it'll be
available toward the end of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so we'll make a
huge. We'll let our listeners know when it's
yeah, out. No, absolutely. And we're going to make a huge splash out at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. So
right on.
Trust me, it'll be. It'll be the promotion of promotions.
Cool.
15 to 40 now. Any sign that they might do bigger?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you
asked.
Well,
you know, so here's the cool part about Seaguar is that they make their own product, they make their own raw materials, but there's also a point where that the technology is not available above a certain size.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get it 50, but they say this technology doesn't allow us to make it bigger than 50
really?
Pounds. So,
huh.
Yeah, trust me, I like to fish the big fish. I was like,
yeah.
Can we make it in 100 and 130?
Yeah, exactly.
So from what they're telling me is they can make it in smaller sizes.
Okay.
So there's a good chance you'll see it down to maybe some lighter sizes below 15 and maybe one heavier size above 40. But as far as the ability to make it in, you know, 80, 100 and for bigger, the technology's not there now.
Yeah.
So.
But
oh,
you
yeah.
never know.
Well, you never
so
know.
So it's just the extrude. Obviously, the extruding process is so technically.
Right. I think what, like, and I use the example, Fluor Premier, we only make to 200 pound.
Mm-hmm.
But we make Blue Label to 400 pounds. So people say, why don't you make Premier bigger than that? And they're like, the technology's not there. And that even if they took that technology and made the next bigger size, you wouldn't see the performance like you see it. And
sometimes they say
we can make it, but the performance isn't. There's not that performance difference that there is in the smaller sizes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's exciting. So.
So.
Seaguar Gold Label.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited.
Coming soon.
Yeah, no.
Finesse type thing, you know, you're going to be able to now get away with the, you know, the diameter, you know, stealth that you want, but you're still going to get big line size. You know?
Yeah, and obviously the abrasion resistance is what you give up when you fish smaller line, period.
Yeah.
So, I've got a spool or two hopefully we'll be fishing, so.
Yeah, well,
like
let us know
with,
how it works.
With this finesse kind of fishing that's happening over at Guadalupe now, you could fish 40-pound, which is still a skinny line, and you're going to be fishing a 40 that fishes like another brand's 25 or 30,
right.
But you still are fishing 40-pound, and you have high abrasion resistance.
Yeah, so
that's huge on
good-sized fish.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
that's the
huge.
Test. Yeah, I mean, on 15-pound fish, you know, that's not really a conversation to have, but the size of fish that they're hooking over there.
Yeah, that's
great. And you have to be stealthy at Guadalupe.
Yeah. So, no, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. With Premier, is just become, it's exploding. I know you guys are selling a ton of it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the West Coast standard. You know, we talk a lot to the guys on the East Coast. They don't do the live type of bait fishing we do. And so I would say Premier's advantage is that it's soft, it's small. Everybody knows that a bait's going to swim better with a softer, smaller diameter line, and that's majority of our fishing. When you go other parts of the country, they don't quite see the bait fishing that we do.
Yeah.
So I would say it's become the complete standard out here. We still sell a ton of Blue Label, and we still sell a lot of Pink Label, but to me, the go-to line for West Coast, especially Southern California fishermen, is definitely Premier.
What are the techniques or the characteristics of Premier that make it so good and so appealing?
I think it's number one, it's smaller in diameter than the rest. So that number one, you know, we were talking about, you're going to get bit. Number two, it ties knots incredibly well. It's got it's softer than Blue Label, and it's because of that softness, it's just a bait swim so much better, you know. And I still fish Blue Label a lot, but I fish it when we're abrasion resistance is the utmost, you know. So like when I'm fishing in the dark at, you know, on the long trips for big tuna, I fish Blue Label. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fishing, you know, jigs or big baits and stuff. So the small diameter doesn't really bring you anything. But when you're out here on a pick bite where it's, you know, you're fishing small sardines, I'm going to be fishing Premier especially.
Yeah, yeah. And it comes in sizes all the way to 200
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, 12 to 200.
12 to
so 200. That covers the range. Blue Label is available from like 2 to 400 pound, which is
wow.
Crazy. And so, and I usually tell people, though, the standard for Seaguar across the country is Blue Label because it's sold, you know, a lot on both coasts. There's even guys like in the 2, 4, and 6 pound, they fish that for trout fishing.
Yeah,
that's been like one of our secrets. Neil and I, we rig all of our yummies on 400 pound Blue Label.
Yeah.
And it is just there is nothing, in my opinion, better than that. It does not fail ever. Like, I don't care where you hook a bluefin or how big it is, it could chew on that line for a week and never chew you off. And it's really strong and big, big diameter, which is what we want. You
right.
Know, like, that is the best line for rigging those yummies, period.
Yeah, and I tell people, I says, there's a lot of reasons we all fish fluorocarbon. Abrasion resistance, for me, is like number one. And then I'll put refraction rate, you know, would be number two. Because, you know, all these fish that we're talking about, you know, whether you're, you know, talking about big bluefin or you're fishing a boat with 30 other guys, you know, you're going to get entangles. You're going to get, you know, wraps. And I want that abrasion resistance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Gold Label comes soon.
Yeah, soon. So, like I said,
but now we have the Blue Label, the
pink,
and the Premier. Let's talk about pink. Why pink?
Well, I think all three of us in this room have seen it, where pink on certain days under certain light conditions will definitely get bit better than anything else. And it all started back in the before fluorocarbon. You know, a lot of us were fishing pink Andy.
Yeah, that was the line.
Yeah. And so I think there's that little carryover that there's still that confidence that pink gets bit. You know, and I believe fishing is 99% confidence. If you don't believe in what you got on your line, you can go in that deep hole and not get a bite. And I use it as a change-up. I mean, I tell people that when I can't get a bite or I feel like I need to do something different, it's just a change-up deal. Like I had a tough trip this year in February. I went like 3 days without a fish. And I actually went bigger instead of going smaller. I just said, like, you know what? I'm just going to go 130 instead of 100, and I'm going to go pink.
And then when you hook your fish, you know you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
And I got bit. So I decided
from
now on, I'm not going smaller to get bit. I'm going to go bigger. Because I watch people that were fishing right next to me, and they never fish below 130, ever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I lost a good fish because I was messing around with 100 pound earlier in the trip. So,
yeah.
There's certain windows that you'll fish 100, but I still think that in most cases you need to have a change up. And to me, pink's my change up.
Yeah. Are you tying, crimping? How are you doing on these larger lines?
Yeah, I would say on my 100 and 130 like live bait, I'm tying. Oh. I use that improved Miller knot. It's a tiny knot. It ties really well in big line. When I go past that, I mean, if I'm fishing let's say a jig in the dark. I'll still tie. It's not that big a deal to tie. For me, with a San Diego jam knot, you can tie a 200-pound test like it's nothing. And I've got all the confidence in that knot. But if I'm talking about like fishing like tube mackerels or salamis and stuff where I'm fishing bigger hooks, I'll definitely crimp. Or skipjack, mm-hmm. I'll definitely crimp there. And then, you know, then I don't have to use a ringed hook. You're making your own ring. But I watch a lot of those guys on the trip. They crimp.
Mm-hmm.
They crimp 100% of the time. And I'm like, that's a, you know, like to me, it's not stealth, you know, but
yeah,
they get bit.
But sometimes it is. I mean, a San Diego knot in 130 pound, like you say, the small profile knot, not so much. But, you know, if a guy's confident knot is a double San Diego and you tie that in 130, a stealth is way stealthier than that.
You know, yeah.
So it's give and take.
Yeah, no question about it. And then, you know, you look, you have a ring and a ringed hook. So that's visible still, even though it allows your bait to swim better, and then you're tying a knot on top of that. So, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably stealthier or just as stealth.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, so. So, like I said, you see a lot of those guys still crimp on the big stuff.
Sure. So your new customer, Nomad Lures, tell us about that.
Yeah, we were very fortunate as I got a call from a gentleman over in Australia, and you know, anybody that knows anything about big game fishing, the Australians know that type of fishery. They're fishing the, was it the Coral Sea over there for like dogtooth tuna, wahoo, kingfish, giant trevally, and
big aggressive fish.
So Damon Olson, who's the owner and founder of Nomad, they started by running motherships over there. They still run mothership operations where they're taking these, you know, giant houseboats out and they're running like 25 to 30 foot, you know, center consoles off of them.
So bitchy.
And
we saw a lot of that from Ollie.
Yeah. Ollie's been over there fishing with them.
Yeah, on Local Knowledge.
Yeah,
the TV show.
And they got just some really cool fish over there that, like, I just want to go see them.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see a dogtooth tuna.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. So they had some problems just having baits that held up, you know, performed and held up. And Damon's a civil engineer. So he started designing and coming up with lures that not only worked better, but actually held up to the species of fish. And that's where Nomad was born. And it's funny that, you know, Nomad, I think, is kind of like a vagabond, right? This wanderer. Anyhow, that's Damon's name backwards, Nomad. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Great guy. He was out here for the ICAST show.
I met him in Florida, and I got to see the whole lineup there. It's impressive.
Yeah.
A lot of the lures that we have there are saltwater oriented.
So I started by picking them up right before the right around Christmas time last year, and I had my 16 on the Rooster, and so he flew out some DTX 200s, the bigger size minnows, and everybody's kind of looking at him on the boat, and I was like, the second I put one behind the boat, I looked at everybody, I go, this is going to be amazing, and it absolutely was. I had never seen anything catch wahoo like that.
Calling it a minnow is doesn't justify that lure.
I know.
It's a big lure.
Yeah, it's got
this
some...
is a for sure replacement for a Marauder. I mean, this is a real deal big trolling plug.
Yeah, and they're reasonably priced. I actually told them, like, you might want to reevaluate your pricing.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's like, I think, $35 or less than $35.
It's a better version of a lure that normally costs $60 to $70, and it's half the price. And it swims better, and it's faster, and it lasts longer, and it's got better hooks.
Yeah, and
you don't have to change the hook.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
By the time the trip was over, with I had guys standing in line behind me when I was on Trollfish.
Trust me, you don't know what a pain in our butt you were on that trip.
Yeah.
Because the social media buzz of how crazy that lure worked for wahoo. But there were none. You know what I mean? Like there,
right.
That wasn't a thing that was available, and people were beating our door down at the tackle store. Where do I get this?
Yeah,
like,
it was crazy. I mean, Andy Cates goes, I need 24 for the boat, right?
Exactly.
And he goes, and he knows I'm a sales rep. He's like, and don't tell any of the other boats. Like,
yeah,
like that's,
yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, nobody on this boat's going to talk about it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Anyhow, so it was pretty funny. And then that was just kind of the start. And then we, you know, we make a whole bunch of other baits, you know, stick baits. They make another, which is called the Riptides. We make this thing called the Chug Norris, which is like the most amazing popper you've ever seen. It's crazy. They do some really good social media. So it kind of just fell in our lap. And, obviously, some of our specialty as far as rep group is, you know, offshore saltwater fishing. So,
yeah, that's cool.
So, so it just it matches right up with all the other stuff we do. So,
yeah. And you brought some in to give away today.
Yeah. I got a couple. I brought in some Seaguar and a couple of DTX minnows for the giveaway pack.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding, man. So much to talk about. So cool to have Dale in here, both on the technical aspects of fluorocarbon and then just a dude that fishes it all from fly fishing to giant tuna and literally everything in between. We're going to have a great time talking fishing with you today. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And, boy, just as Dale was mentioning, we have such a killer couple of prizes to give away at the end of the show today. First of which is a killer prize pack that Dale put together that includes Seaguar fluorocarbon and those great Nomad DTX minnows. You're going to get two of those great Nomad jigs and two spools of pink fluorocarbon and two spools of premier fluorocarbon. We're talking a several $100 prize pack here, so a really, really killer prize, and somebody's going to be awfully stoked with that. In addition to that, you're also going to get two tickets to go to that great CCA banquet event that we talked about yesterday in conjunction with the BD Outdoors Offshore Shootout. It's August the 12th. It's all benefiting the San Diego chapter of the CCA at Portuguese Hall. Again, August 12th is going to be a great time, great event, good food, good prizes, and a really, really fun, fun event. And you're going to get
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, you're going to get two tickets to go to that. Then another lucky caller at the end of the show is also going to win two tickets to that. So you're going to get to take a buddy and have a great time at that great event, again, benefiting CCA at Portuguese Hall, August the 12th. Great prizes, great time, and great information. One more time, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Bubba had a wish.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KUSLERYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are getting packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Dale. Just one line open. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Before we get into the phones, we're going to go live to the Prowler. Captain Andrew Viola's on the line right now. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, morning, guys. What's happening?
We're doing great, man. Anxious to hear what's going on in the Prowler.
Oh, you know, it was a real good fun day of fishing for us yesterday. We had 70-some mixed fish. I think it was 43 yellowfin tuna, 15 or 16 Dorado, and then a dozen yellowtail, and there was all kinds of bonita and skipjack in between.
That is
good,
awesome.
Good fun summertime fishing. You know, we were jig striking and kelp patty fishing the summertime that we all remember.
That, finally,
dude,
right?
Yes. That's exactly what we've been waiting for.
We've been watching it for how many weeks, and now it's finally going to bite?
Yeah, and hopefully it holds up. You know, this weather's been absolutely beautiful. That jig strike thing, you know, the last few years, haven't done much in the way of the trollers, but it was real fun fishing yesterday, you know. Wow. Hook up, throw bait, couple bait fish, they come up boiling.
Oh,
a lot of fun.
Man, that's fantastic. Such good news, Andrew. Yeah. You know, we've been talking about it, you know, guys like yourself calling in saying, man, the kelps are getting loaded up. We see fish on them. They're not biting. We see fish on dolphin schools. We see this, and it just, we've been waiting for that switch to turn on, and, man, it sounds like it was on in the Prowler yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, everything from the kelp patties to the dolphin to the blind jig strikes, it was a good fun day of fishing.
Any recommendations on trolling lures?
Trolling lures, no, we were doing good on the Halcos. They were biting the Zookers. We got a couple on the Cedar Plug. It seems like they were kind of biting it all.
Okay, that's good news. And is it one-day range?
What we were doing yesterday was a little bit outside of one-day range, but there is some fish that's a little bit closer that is well within one-day range.
All right.
That the guys had some action on yesterday.
And fantastic.
So you were running day and a half. You guys got day and a half opportunities coming up this week?
Yeah, we're day and a half tonight, and then we're also day and a half Tuesday night, and then we're one day Thursday night.
All right, and there's spots available on the Prowler out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Yep, all week long. We got a couple spots on all of our trips.
Oh, Andrew, this is just such great news, man. We've just been waiting for that variety fun fishing, and I'm with you, man. How long has it been since we've been on trips where you get to hear the clicker go off? Like, this is just the best news. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, for
sure.
Yeah,
not much in the last few years, that's for sure. But hopefully it holds up.
Indeed. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing on the Prowler out of C4 Sport Fishing, it's hard for me to say.
I know.
It's hard. I know you guys are now located over at Great Landing, C4 Sport Fishing. The guys over there, hardcore fishermen. But it's been a lot of years since the Prowler's been on that side of the point, but it's got to be a great home for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're super happy. Yeah, so if anyone wants to book, you can call the office direct at 619-224-3383, or we can do it online either at Seaforth Landing or directly at prowlersportfishing.com.
That's right. Awesome, Andrew. Well, great job keeping us in the loop. Keep us informed when those fish are biting. We really appreciate the report, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon and some great opportunities to go fishing on a hot boat this week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Go tonight. That'd be a good time. Sure. They're biting, and the weather's good. So weather's good all week this week.
Yeah, this is going to be
you know why?
Very good.
Because I'm going to be out of town. It's going to bite full speed, and I can't go fishing.
Well, on behalf of the angling community, we thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for doing that.
No problem. I'm a giver.
Yeah,
you know,
well, we appreciate it, buddy.
You know?
We appreciate it very much.
You know what's really going to bite is I'm going to be in Alaska the last couple weeks of August. That's when it's really going to go off.
Once again, we would like to thank you for that also.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, one place we know it's going to go off, that is November 7th through the 10th in Los Cabos for the 20th annual. I can't believe it's the 20th annual Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. I remember the very first one with Captain Joe Higgins there running the show back in the day. I mean, and that kind of set the forefront of their motto, which is fish hard and party harder. Yeah.
Yeah, I go down there every
year.
Seaguar's the sponsor of it, and it's a fun event. It's a really fun event. Even if you're not fishing the event, it's a fun event to go down. I have friends of mine, they actually go down there at the same time just because, to see those big fish coming in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most people don't get a chance to see, 200 to 300 pound or bigger yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
The thing that's so cool about that event is it's real deal money. And, I mean, there's very serious money to be won, but it doesn't have that staunch atmosphere that some of those tournaments do. It's all about having a good time. It's the perfect blend of going and having a great time and cutting it up and having a great time with the boys and still having a real deal big money tournament, tuna fishing. I've always loved their rules. If you hook it and get it into the boat, it counts. You know, like I just think it's such a cool event.
Yeah, jungle rule.
Yeah, and it's the, from what, I mean, I know it's not the biggest money event in Cabo, but it's the biggest, not attended, but number of angler participants. I think it's got more boats than any of the Bisbee tournaments or anything else down
great
there.
Great for the city of Cabo San Lucas. People, they give a lot away.
They do a lot, I think, for the
community.
The children with the smiles. What's the program? I know they do some stuff with. Yeah.
The nervous thing in there.
No, it's awesome.
So you're gonna be hanging out down there, and if you want to hang out there, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. It's got the full details on the insert there on that 20th annual Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Check it out.
Well, phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Dale, so let's jump into the phone. Start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. What's up, Don? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call, especially right up front. Really appreciate it. Dale, I just had to call in and thank you and Seaguar for the products that you provide. I know that fluorocarbon is forefront now in everybody's mind, especially with these big bluefin tuna that are out there. And I just, I caught my personal best last year in the fall, 168 on Fluoro Premier. And I know that was part of the reason why I caught that fish. I was able to use the larger gauge or larger test fluorocarbon and not feel that I was giving up anything other than putting odds in my favor of being able to land something when I hooked up, and I did, and I landed it. So thank you and Seaguar for that.
Well, congratulations on that fish,
yeah.
And thank you. Thank you. I mean, Seaguar makes my job easy as an angler and as a sales rep.
What test were you using?
I was using 80 pound on a 100 pound Spectra.
Nice.
Nice fish.
And held up no problem on a 168.
Yeah, and it was hard to choose which fluorocarbon I was going to go with, but since we were fishing, it was daylight and we were fishing squid, I just, I figured I needed to step up, and I like the idea of being able to fish 80 and have a little bit more stealth and not quite the abrasion resistance, but I got what I wanted.
That's cool, buddy.
Nice job.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the other thing is that Rick and Pete, I heard you guys talking yesterday about, fluorocarbon and fishing kelp, for calicos. And I never would have guessed I would be using 60-pound fluorocarbon fishing in kelp for calicos.
Yeah, same.
It is the way to go.
It is the way to go, for sure. It's use Power Pro, like 65-pound, mm-hmm. even 50-pound, but you need that abrasion resistance that the Seaguar, 60-pound Seaguar Fluoro Premier. Perfect.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of stretch, easy to tie, and get them.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's just you're going to be, your connection is going to be sound your entire day of bass fishing.
Yep.
No matter what happens.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate that call this morning. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Dana calling us from La Jolla this morning? What's up, Dana? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I just got back from Whaler's Cove Lodge up in Alaska. I wanted to call in with a quick fish report.
Lucky you.
Yeah, you dog. How was it, Dana?
It was great. I fished 3 days saltwater with Captain Ethan Brody on the Sandy Lee, which is the new boat they custom built in Montana. And then I fished a day in freshwater with three captains, Frank, JC, and Rusty. And except for a little breeze and chop while jigging for herring on the first morning, the entire 3 days at sea were like a calm lake and t-shirt weather.
That's cool.
That's Whaler's Cove.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Unfortunately, the salmon had not started running yet. I never caught one during my 4 days. A few were caught by others in my group at sea and in a river, and some of the other boats caught some. And I think Captain John Beeth spent some time targeting salmon, and he got some, but that's not a surprise. But the rockeye, yellowfish, and halibut fishing were awesome. I caught and released a 250-pound halibut, 77 and a quarter inches long.
Oh, dude, nice.
Yeah.
We talked about you yesterday when Captain John called in, because they at Whaler's Cove Lodge, every week, the largest halibut released gets a 2-for-1. Now, that's a valuable prize.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it's not a cheap, four-day trip is like $4,000 there, right? So.
Yeah.
That's a pretty nice prize. You get to take a friend for free,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, huge.
So a 77-inch halibut normally would be like, I've got it. I'm done.
Virtually guaranteed.
Yeah, virtually guaranteed.
You quit fishing.
But you came in second, I understand.
Yep. There was like, I think, an 80-incher. And I caught it on the second morning. And we all made a pact we weren't going to talk about it. So we weren't going to jinx us, but it didn't work.
Oh,
what a trip, dude.
I made a video of it. I think I sent it to you, Pete. because we got a video of the catch, and it's amazing, man. That thing's like it's like a barn door.
It's a giant fish.
It's unbelievable. I have to say, I couldn't have caught it without our captain and guide, Ethan Brody. He's really good. You'll like fishing with him. One of the others on our boat said it best. He knows when to joke around and when to be serious. Very safety-minded and really good about using the release devices for the deep rock fish.
Nice. That's great, I'm fishing with Ethan when we go up in August. That'll be my group. We'll be fishing with Captain Ethan on the new boat. And the new boat's really nice, I understand.
It's really, really. It means custom. They built it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And the place itself, Whaler's Cove, what'd you think?
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal. Just, it was really something. It's so nice to just pull out and start fishing. You're right there.
It's such a cool blend of a hardcore fishing place, but very comfortable. And, you know, Pete, you've said it a long time. If you're ever, you know, don't get me wrong, it's very much at home for just the boys fishing a hardcore trip to Alaska. But if you ever wanted to take a significant other up there, extremely comfortable, you know, conditions that you're in. The food is fantastic. The weather, just like you described, Dana, it's flat all the time. If you fish with somebody that's susceptible to motion sickness, it's like you're darn near like fishing on the dock. It's just it's a really, really unique place. I love it at Whaler's Cove.
When I took my wife up there one day, she just didn't want to fish all day. So you're 15, 20 minutes, maybe 10 minutes from the lodge. Let's go drop her off and go back out fishing, right? So that's another option, too.
Dallas was the same thing. She went hiking on the island and picking, salmon berries and shooting photos. And now they got kayaks if you want to take a kayak out and cruise around. It's just that is just a well-oiled machine up there.
It is.
Yeah, I loved it.
Right. So you're going back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't win. Even though I didn't win, I'm going back.
Yeah, cool, and I'll tell you, Dana, this has been the weirdest year for salmon in Southeast Alaska. Oh,
yeah,
it's just been
that's what I hear.
A really, really tough. It just never happens. And this is the worst year salmon fishing, I think, that they've ever had.
I would say
same thing we had in Sitka at Kingfisher.
Think about how good your trip was, Dana, and literally the biggest component of going up there was missing. You know what I mean? And that's how good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, clearly you had a fantastic time. I mean, the next year when you go up there, when salmon gets rolling again, it's just it's an incredible, magical place.
Yeah.
It's amazing because the salmon are jumping everywhere. You just turn your head and you just see fish splashing. I think they're sockeye because they jump and land on their sides.
Yeah.
But there's not biting. And we went up into the backcountry for freshwater fishing, and they're there. They're jumping. We did a lady on my trip caught one, and I think Margaret caught one, and I think Joey caught one. But they're just not biting, and they say that it may be because there's not a big runoff of water, so there's not enough water in the streams for the salmon to start their runs, and that means also the bears aren't coming down. So we never saw a bear.
Yeah, well, it's interesting though, Dana. I have never seen a bear of all the times I've been in Whaler's Cove Lodge. The island that they're on, Admiralty Island, is the largest per square mile abundance of brown bears in Alaska, and you never see them.
Really?
But they're there.
Yeah.
What a trip.
Oh, they're there. Yeah.
There's one on the island, too, that has swum over, and I went for a run one morning. They have a really neat trail behind the I took some bear spray, of course, but I went for a run early one morning, and I did see a trail of bear scat across the trail way, way at the end. And they say that it comes down and the dogs scare it off. It's not real aggressive, but they're trying to chase it away.
Yeah.
I saw a deer,
enough
too,
to keep you on your toes.
On
the island.
Yeah, it's a
beautiful definitely.
Spot.
I was looking around. It wasn't a very enjoyable time.
That is so cool,
well, glad
Dana.
You had such a great trip, Dana, at a Whaler's Cove Lodge. You want to join us next year on our trip, our Let's Talk Hook'em trip in August. It fills up very, very quickly. So make your bookings. All right, Dana. Thanks a lot for the call and the report. Glad you had such a good time. Let's talk down south right now. Our buddy John Ireland's calling us live from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dale. John.
Morning.
Well, we got good fishing again this week. It's been real consistent this whole season. Water's real warm. Water's ranging from 86 to 88 inside and over 90 outside. Well, 6 or 7 miles off, it hits about 90 degrees. Clear, clean, flat water. It's hot. It's hot days, hot mornings, and then the afternoon, about 11 to 12 o'clock, we get those southeasterly breezes. They come in, they really knock it down and make it much more pleasant. So, It's but the good fishing, the story's really been about the yellowfin and the Dorado, and real consistent bite on yellowfin and Dorado all week. Limits for literally all anglers on both species, all boats. They're in the same areas. They've moved south. So the bigger ones are off of Rincon still, but the vast majority of the fish are off the White Cliffs south of Los Frailes there. And they're catching them on sardine. They're drift fishing sardine, and yellowfin and the Dorado are mixed together. No real size. The bigger ones are up off of the Rincon. The lots and lots of, a little bit bigger than footballs. They're 5 to 12-pound fish on the yellowfin. Loads and loads of them around. Everybody's limiting, catching them on the sardine. And then the Dorado are mixed with them as well. And you know, we're getting the cage of real big bull, but most of them are smaller schooling fish in the 5 to 20-pound range, something like that. But, again, limits on the Dorado as well. In the same areas, Wahoo, they're picking up Wahoo. I'd say one or two come to the cleaning table per day. Keep in mind we're sending out probably 10 boats. But like, limits for sure on the yellowfin and Dorado. Very, very light pressure on the billfish because the game fish are going off so well. They're about 2 to 15 miles off from La Rivera south. We've been fishing them, and there are loads of them around. They're hitting the Ballyhoo and the Caballito. They're mixed with sails and blues. There's quite a few blues around. It bodes well for the Bisbee. I think it's going to be a good Bisbee. They're bigger tuna and bigger billfish north off of Pescadero, the Los Cruces area and all that up there, long boat ride. And there are not as many of them, but the ones that are being caught are big, big fish. So good fishing all around. Bottom, big pargo, been our best pargo year ever. We had another 3 or 4 this week, over 30 pounds, which are big pargo. Lots of big amberjack mixed with them. And what they're doing is they're catching skipjack and then chunking it and going to the bottom, some as deep as 350, and picking up nice pargo and amberjack and a good mix there. Good fishing. Oh, rooster fish. Lots of rooster fish around. Very light.
So much good fishing going on at Rancho Leonero, and I know it's a great time of the year down there. Do you actually still have spots available?
We do. We do through the rest of the season. Yeah, we're about 3/4 full, which is nice. But we do have room through the season, through October. So we encourage everybody to come down and take advantage.
Best time of the year, October. That's for me.
No doubt.
Love it down there in October. And if you want to come down to Rancho Leonero, how do we do that?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We've got a lot of photos on there.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Phones are packed. The only line available right now, 858-457-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thanks. Hi, Pete. Hi, Rick, and hi, Dale.
Hello.
Hey, Rich.
I can't believe I got through this morning. I've got a couple of questions for Dale, one freshwater and one saltwater.
All right.
I do a lot of freshwater fishing using lighter test lines, and I'm sure that it's made a difference in how many bites I get with using a short piece of fluorocarbon per liter. And the first question about for freshwater is, should I feel comfortable about maybe stepping up a couple of pound tests and because of the refraction rate? And then the other question, because fluorocarbon performs so much differently than monofilament in salt water, is when I notice the biggest difference for me is when I'm starting to tie hooks. Like when I get to right around 40-pound test, for me, my go-to knot has always been the Palomar, but once I get to about 40, I have trouble getting the parallel double lines to lay next to each other, and I wind up having to switch to something else, like maybe the San Diego Jam knot or something like that. And I'm wondering, what is your preferred knot for the higher tests, and then back to answering my question about the freshwater stuff. So maybe give you some inside baseball on those two items.
All right, so on the freshwater question in regards to going up a size in diameter or pound test, it's gonna affect your bite still. I mean, so I tell everybody, I always fish as small a line as I can feel comfortable with so that abrasion still doesn't come into play. And a lot of times, you know, before fluorocarbon, everybody fished lighter lines, it's your bait moves different when it's attached to a lighter line. So if you're having success right now with whatever size fluorocarbon you're fishing, unless there's an abrasion resistance to move up to a heavier line, I wouldn't recommend it. I think the advantage of the fluorocarbon is you've got that abrasion resistance because of the product. It's a harder material than monofilament is. So I'd stick with it. It's working, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think there's no reason to go up. I think you'll get less bites going up. The refraction rate is one thing, but the way that the bait moves tied to a bigger diameter line is going to affect your bites. So I like to fish smaller, small line I can get away with. And as far as knots go, I'm a big fan of the San Diego jam knot when you get into that bigger stuff.
So easy to tie.
Yeah, so.
You can almost never make a mistake if you tie it correctly.
Exactly. So I'd say if you're comfortable with the Palomar below 40 pound, and then when you get to the 40 pound mark where you're not comfortable, then go with the San Diego jam knot.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live to the Tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Mike, good morning.
We hear that sonar clicking, and boy, oh boy, that means the fish are biting.
You know what? Yesterday was pretty darn good. We have a very, very light charter group here. Today is the second day of a two-day. Yesterday we had 100 mixed fish, 45 of which were yellowfin, 20 dorado, and some yellowtail to go with it. And, I mean, for a laid-back rental rod group, I mean, it was just outstanding fishing. So far this morning, our first kelp, we had 16 yellowtail. We had another kelp for 3 dorado. We just had a kelp for 3 bluefin. So we've only got about 6 guys fishing this morning. It's just, I mean, really a nice, nice change of pace from how things have been. Stop on a kelp, get bit. The last little spot of bluefin there was pretty phenomenal. Like, not a big fish, but just the amount was very impressive.
I flat out love this type of fishing. When you don't know what you're going to get, you're rolling up to the kelp. It might be we talked to Andrew earlier, it might be a jig strike behind the boat. It might be the next kelp you roll on. You don't know if you're going to catch yellow, dorado, yellowfin, all the same on the same kelp. I love this time of year.
Oh, man, in our weather right now, it's flat, greasy, calm. It's to the point where you see too much. You see puddlers everywhere. This last spot of puddlers, I thought it was yellowtail we get up to, and we get jig bit. And we look in the water, and I go, what? I mean, the guy on top of the bait tank goes, is that bonita? I go, no, it's bluefin.
Wow.
And just the amount of free-swimming fish next to the boat, and picking up a couple of them on bait, and we're looking for our next stop. But all easy one-day range here, and there's been some very, very good fishing this morning. I know some of the other guys hearing about limits of yellowtail, guys getting 50 yellowtail and a few dorado. I mean, it's hopefully this stays consistent because, I mean, what I've seen yesterday and today is downright fantastic fishing.
Woo! Game on. Man. Finally, we've been watching it for months. Now it's finally biting, and that's good news. Let's hope it happens and continues to happen. What about trips on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing? Are you going to be running on the Tribute this week?
You know, we're out tonight. It's a for sure go. I don't know how many people we had. Last time I checked, it was still pretty light. Probably only 10 or 12 people booked so far. Tomorrow night to go as well, very light load. It looks like this weather is going to continue for a while. And the nice thing about seeing this, it's not one or two boats catching fish. It's
right.
Everybody this morning has had anywhere from okay to really good fishing. So
right.
we're stoked. I'm really looking forward to the next few days.
Awesome. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, how do we do it?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. We still have a lot of time left to fish here, and the way this morning started, like I said, we only have 13 guys on this trip, and only half of them are fishing this morning. The rest are sitting there smoking cigars and laughing at everybody else. So, I mean, it's been a good morning.
Wow, what a
sounds
trip,
like a
Mike.
Fun time
yeah,
on the water for me. Indeed. Thanks a lot, Captain Mike.
It is, and we look forward to the rest. We'll check back with you guys later.
All right, thanks from the Call of Tribute. So good. How does that make you feel, Dale? Oh. You're going on a trip on
yeah, right.
I like
They're
everything.
Biting.
Nice weather, fish are biting,
yeah.
Sun's out.
Easy range.
Is that because you're leaving town, Pete?
Maybe, could be.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm hanging out. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going today. Lots more coming your way. When we come back, we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Got some serious. guys. Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored in part by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands of dollars in fines by detecting oil in your bilge and turning off your pump before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check out bluebgi.com for more information.
All right, great, great piece of equipment on there. I don't worry about dumping fuel anymore because I put it on my boat.
Yeah,
check
smart,
it out.
Smart
bluebgi.com. Let's start. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Woolley.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
What's up in there this morning?
Fishing,
damn,
man.
Yeah, perfect time of the year, right? Couldn't ask for more, man. We had a fun week of late July fishing up here this week. Man, at the beginning of the week, though, we were a little worried. You know, our water up here, we got pummeled by that huge swell and some wind Sunday night into Monday, and then our water temp took a pretty impressive drop down to 63 degrees. Whoa. So by the end of the day Monday, you know, we were kind of talking about this last week. The water was got back up to 70 degrees by the end of the day Monday. I mean, that's crazy.
Get out
unbelievable.
Of here. No,
that's bizarre. How does
yeah,
that
right?
happen?
Just one of those weird deals. So it bounced back, and, you know, we did see a lot of our kelp along our little stretch of the beach pay the price from that wind and the swell, too. It tore up some huge areas of kelp along the beach here. But anyways, the rest of the week here, we fished some good 72 to 74 degree water. And with that being said, as you can imagine, that calico bass fishing kind of remained there at the forefront of our efforts. And we've had some really nice bait. We have this nice 4-inch firecracker starting right now, and the bass have been all about it. And as you can imagine, that's translating to some super fun bass fishing. We have plenty of action, too, on the artificial stuff, those hard baits that Jimmy was talking about yesterday when he was in there. We saw some real nice action on those, as well as the rubber lures, too. We're telling our guys right now a good 8-foot medium action rod with a 300-size reel spooled with a 15- to 20-pound line would be the best fly line bait setups for what we're fishing right now on both our half- and our three-quarter-day trips. And we're still seeing a little bit of yellowtail flying along the beach, too, in some kelp spots below San Mateo Point through San Onofre and on down there, catching a few of those in those zones. Not very big fish, and stuff's like 5 pounds and under, but just a little bit of sign there. And offshore for us right now, it still hasn't quite materialized. You know, like Mark was talking about yesterday in his fish dope report, the fish are just kind of starting to filter in our little zone here. So we're seeing some. We caught some yellowtail and some kelps out there this week. And we've seen the Dorado and that stuff, but there's just not enough fish yet for us to spend a whole day out there fishing. So we're certainly keeping tabs on that. And, you know, with this awesome weather we're supposed to have this week, we'll, keep our fingers crossed that some more of that stuff filters in. So that's it for us up here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, reservations are a must for sure this time of the year. Call and landing, our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And as always, I urge you guys to use this discount code HU25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. Just book online, use that discount code, and it'll take the money deducted right out of your total there before you pay.
What a great deal. HU25, when you check out online, click the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, and you're in. 25 off on a half or three-quarter day local trip. Thanks, Captain Brian Woolley. Great to have you in the studio last week.
That was fun.
And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, Woolley. All right. Now let's head on down all the way to Cedros Island. We're going to talk to Cedros Sport Fishing's Jeff Flowers. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great, man. How's that fishing going at Cedros?
Well, you know, it's going. It's going great. And for all of us that are going down there next week, we want to thank Pete for leaving town and really turn it off.
You're welcome.
No, things are great down there. Yellowtail are biting. The calicos are hiding under the kelp that's now growing. Dorado biting on the outside of the island. We couldn't ask for more. Things are really lining up well.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And I know there's some good bass fishing to be had. You guys had a great turnout for the tournament. Just sounds like all in all things are back at Cedros. Good kelp and good fishing.
Absolutely. We had a couple guys that were out and they were using their clickers and they were turning in 350 counts on the hook and release, catch release on the calico.
Jeez.
So
things are just, you know, like I guess the old days, I guess.
Yeah. So are you like starting to issue clickers at Cedros Sport Fishing so people can keep track of their there, that's something Rosie should put on the agenda there. It's like,
yeah,
hey, you want to take a clicker
item
with you? Yeah. Indeed.
You're going to wear your thumb out from clicking the button all day.
Hey, so if somebody wants to come fishing at Cedros, how do we do it?
Two ways. You can go on the website, cedrossportfishing.com, and you can take a look at the schedule. There's still some openings left for this season. Give Rosie a call as well, 619-772-7570.
Awesome. Well, great info, Jeff. We certainly appreciate you keeping us up to date, as always, and we'll look forward to hearing another report next week.
Talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, now let's continue on. We're going to hit the beach, go to the surf fishing expert, our guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's happening today?
I know that this was a good week of beach fishing.
It was. It was, and it just really, we're in the summer, you know, just the summer crank zone where just everything's really going rock hard. We just had, you know, the full moon, so real strong tides this week, and then we're having a grunion run starting tonight, one of the later grunion runs of the season here. So let me get to it. Another solid week of surf fishing. Big swell in the first part, but the swell kind of served to carve out some trenches for the Corbina guy, and they struck hard the second part of the week. Hook, line, sinker reported very good fishing in the shallows up there, Santa Barbara area. On the rocky beaches, anglers throwing 3- and 4-inch brown bait patterns. Swim baits scored a nice mix of chunky calico bass, chocolate rockfish, Johnny bass, lots of anchovy, staging grunion inside. The halibut bite was also good with short to just legal white sea bass mixed in 69-degree water up there in Santa Barbara. Wiley's reported excellent mixed bag fishing, reefed fish, reefed beaches like Pescador, Matador, Big Rock, kicking out a mix of halibut, calico bass, yellowfin croakers, sargo, just really good mixed bag. Leopard shark bite also strong. They have those short to just legal white sea bass up there too. Cut anchovy, squid, shrimp, mussel, all the top baits working there. Big fish and seal beach reported excellent corvina action this week. Sand crabs have been thick. Bolsa Chica, Huntington Beach, Surfside's all been holding. And you know, we've talked about those bonefish up there, and they actually had several catches this week at the Bolsa Chica Inlet. So they kind of think those bonefish are kind of in the estuary there too. And, I don't know, maybe there's a new little population growing there. Ketchum Tackle reported good croaker bite on the short jetties. The guys were soaking the big nugget sand crabs for a mix of yellowfin, spotfin, and of course the corvina were also in the mix there. Screening for the soft shells or for the bigger nuggets was definitely worth the trouble. With the grunion run beginning tonight, the halibut bite also perked up in that zone. Pacific Coast and Oceanside reported good corvina action after the swell. Several fish in the 4-pound class. Most North County beaches holding. The spotfin bite also perked up with the full moon. And then finally, blue water. And, you know, we didn't have any halibut in the report. Really slow fishing. We get down there, blue water, Solana Beach. 3 halibut this week, a 12, a 15, and a 17-pound fish. The fish were taken on a frozen anchovy. And that's just one of those things you just never know, you know. You look and you see there's no halibut caught, and then these guys catch 3 big ones. Also, 2 corvina over 5 pounds. So really good fishing right now, Rock Todd. And I'd say you just angle for everything right now because with those halibut in there.
Heck yeah, man. And lots of sand crabs, and go for the soft ones, like Gundy says.
Yep, screening them out is worth the trouble. That's what I say. You look like a goofball with that thing down there. But they quit laughing when you hold up a 5-pound corgi.
Yeah, that's good dope, Gundy. Well, we sure appreciate it as always, buddy. And we, I know you spend a lot of time compiling that surf fishing report, and you do a great job. And we love it, and look forward to it again next weekend.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Good show this week.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, we really appreciate all the great work everybody does putting up those reports, and lots of fun hearing about the good fishing. And when we come back, we're going to take a lot more of your phone calls. We got more information, more great stuff, and want to remind you that surf fishing report, you can always check out surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way at the Mighty 1090. Same
rig and set. Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.
No matter what the season, Rapala lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some high Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV, the absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.